You're listening to SBS News.
China is warning against the return to a Cold War mentality ahead of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting in New Zealand. This year's forum will be held virtually due to the pandemic and comes amidst rising tensions in the region. The host nation's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is using the platform to call for international cooperation and to build back from the pandemic.
Now, every crisis does present an opportunity. And the 21 APEC economies have been dealt a heavy burden, but also an opportunity to strike an economic reset on a scale we haven't seen since World War II. This year, APEC leaders have shown a determination to work together, to emerge from this pandemic stronger and more resilient than we were before.
Member states from across the globe are taking part, China, Russia and Indonesia among them. But Australia's focus appears to be on emphasising the so-called Quad relationship, Canberra's ties with the United States, India and Japan. In an address at the APEC CEO Summit, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has spoken of new economic opportunities.
Australia feels very strongly about ensuring that the alternative supply chains around rare earths and critical minerals can be developed and support whole new lists of customers that operate at various points down the chain. And this is something we've been championing through the Quad.
Meanwhile, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been critical of the alliance between the four nations, warning of a return to eras past.
We should be forward-looking, move ahead, and reject practices of discrimination and exclusion of others. Attempts to draw ideological lines or form small circles on geopolitical grounds are bound to fail. The Asia-Pacific region cannot and should not relapse into the confrontation and division of the Cold War era.
It follows comments from former Labor Prime Minister Paul Keating, who told the National Press Club Australia needs to work on mending its diplomatic relationship with China.
Look, the Chinese are in their rude phase, you know, they're in the adolescent phase of their diplomacy. They've got testosterone running everywhere, but we have to deal with them because their power will be so profoundly big in this part of the world.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison hit back, telling Channel 9 his perspectives on the matter do not align with Mr. Keating's.
He's certainly out of line with what our government's policy is, and we certainly don't share that view. As people know, we've taken a very strong position here in the Indo-Pacific, and we've taken a very strong stand, standing up for Australia's interests, and we've worked closely with our allies and our partners right across the region, not just the United States, but of course Japan and India and the many nations of ASEAN who we work closely with to make sure that we aren't pushed around in this part of the world.
When asked about the matter, federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese drew on the sentiments of US President Joe Biden's administration, telling the ABC a more cooperative approach should be adopted.
I agree with the Biden administration that what we need is competition without catastrophe. That requires diplomacy. That requires engagement. But it also requires acknowledging that China's posture has changed in recent times, and that's had an economic impact, and that is the responsibility of China changing its position as they have in recent years.
It comes as the US President's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told the independent think tank the Lowy Institute that a more concerted effort is required.
All of this talk of the United States and China going to a new Cold War, or that we're on our way to conflict, or Thucydides' trap, we have the choice not to do that. We have the choice instead to move forward with what President Biden has called stiff competition, where we are going to compete vigorously across multiple dimensions, including economics and technology, where we're going to stand up for our values, but where we also recognize that China is going to be a factor in the international system for the foreseeable future. It's not going anywhere.
The Thucydides trap, he mentions, is a historical reference to the inevitability of war between an emerging and established power. The US is soon set to hold a virtual meeting with China and appears to be looking towards a competitive but collaborative stance. Australia, on the other hand, still has some way to go in mending its relationship with China. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.